RIM.
No go, Chad. You're in and out. In and out. KO4NUE. Thank you, Patrick. I'm clear.
No problem. KO4HKX. Clear.
WCL.
For WCL, I believe it was. KO4HKX.
Units Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima. John here, mobile in Pickens County. And I was going to stop at the dump, but man, the line coming out of the dump was 8 or 9 cars just to get in the gate. So don't think we're going to do that. What's the name there?
This is Patrick on this end, John.
Patrick, who passed as general last week.
That would be me.
You've been playing around? Got any equipment to put a little RF out on the HF bands?
Yes, sir, I do. I've got an FT-991A.
What you been up to with it?
A couple local contacts, nothing too serious. Been busy since I got my general, doing other things this time of year, getting ready for Christmas, and helping my wife with the shopping for the schools that she does.
Definitely a busy time of year. Well, hopefully you'll have a lot of good hours spent on the air with that radio. It's a good little radio. You know, a little shack in the box. I've got a TS-2000 shack in the box. I don't use it a whole lot anymore, but that was my first brand new HF radio. And man, I had a lot of fun with that thing.
Here's my first new one. I have a 706 Mark IIG also. I'm wanting to make me like a little portable station out of it.
It's a nice radio. I remember when that radio first came out, man, that was a big deal. That was the first radio that came out that was all mode, all band, and in the form factor. You know, small radios like that were not the norm back in the early 2000s, late 90s. And that radio was a game changer for sure. They sold a lot of 706s.
Yeah, so far, it's a little hard to navigate some of the menus, but I'm learning it. Just like the Yaesu, I'm still learning all of it, so. I've only had my license a little over a year now altogether.
Yaesu version of the 706. I have a 857D model. I picked up used about 18 months ago. And I did the same thing that you're talking about. I put it in a travel style go box, and haven't had it out in the field very much. All my friends back in Georgia, and I say all of them, I'm not exaggerating, like every one of them has really been bit by the POTA bug, and they're out like every day. Somebody's out every day activating a park. And I did a trial run in front of my house up here during the ARRL single sideband contest back in March. And the thing worked great, but the couple of times that I've tried to deploy in the field, I have not been able to get the tuner to find me a good solution on either 40 or 20. And I've got hamsticks. And I've got some radials cut. Like I said, it worked great in front of the house, but I've been a total failure so far out in the field. But I kind of put it on the back burner for now, and I'll get there. POTA seems like it's a lot of fun.
It it does kind of pique my interest in that way. But like you say, it's hard to get the antenna part of it right. But luckily, the radio that I bought, it comes with an external tuner that Icom makes, the AT-180, I believe it was.
It's got an external LDG, the YT-100, which is made specifically to interface with the Yaesu. I'm doing something wrong. I just, you know, when I start fooling with it, I go do something else. Most of my friends are using half-wave end-fed antennas. And I did pick up a 49-to-1 Balun on eBay. Built a little enclosure for it. And I have not yet cut the radiator wire to put on it. I think it needs to be 66 feet. It won't tune up on 80, but I don't see myself being out in a park after dark to work, 75, 80 meters. So if it'll work on 40 and 20, that's all I really care about. So, anyway, it's a lot of fun, though. Have you considered what kind of power source you're going to use for that radio?
Working on. I've got a lithium-ion battery and a solar charger now that I can deploy, but I'm still working if that's what I want to do because it's kind of bulky.
It's a lithium, it's a LEFEPO battery. I think I bought it from eBay. No, one of the few Amazon purchases I've made. But it was a 16 amp hour battery. It only weighs 4 pounds. And it was $54. The brand name of it was Miaday. M-I-A-D-Y. And the little bit I've used it, man, that thing packs a lot of power in a small little package. Last year for field day, I ran off battery power. I ran the radio at 45 watts. I did run my amplifier. Well, this is 2 years ago because you couldn't use an amp last year, field day. But I ran the amp on commercial power, but I ran the radio on battery. And I ran it at, 50% power for, 2-3 hours. And I still had plenty of juice left.
No, like I said, the one I got, I just parts and pieces from other things that I do. So it's not exactly what it was meant to be. So it's just a little bulky right now, but I'm working on it.
What is that battery, what was it originally used for?
We used for a battery backup with the solar. It's a kit that you get, EcoFlow or something like that. I can't remember the exact name of it right now.
It was like a lithium battery for some sort of yard equipment or something. Maybe you put a down converter on it or something. Maybe get it down from 20 to 12 volts. I've seen people do that.
Yeah, I've looked into that also because I've got quite a few Milwaukee batteries laying around, and that would be a pretty good option for me. So I'm looking into that, but the drawback to that I've seen is that they're only 3 amps, so I don't think that's enough to do for the radio.
Probably not. I mean, if you run QRP, probably have some decent run time, but if you're going to run 100 watts or even 50 watts, you'll probably drain that thing pretty quick. Well, those Miaday batteries, they were definitely by far the cheapest LIFEPO batteries that I could find. And one of my friends back in Georgia told me about it, and I looked into it, and I bought two of them, actually. And next thing I know, everybody on the local repeater at home was talking about them. I think every ham I know bought at least one. Several bought two, and then I went back on Amazon I was thinking about maybe buying another one, and they were sold out. So I just had it for $54. Definitely a good solution there. Have you tried to take that radio out portable yet?
I have not. Like I said, I've only had my general for, a week now, so still haven't had a chance to go do that. Had no means to do it until now, so.
I forgot about that. Give me your suffix. I know it's Kilo Oscar 4. What's your suffix?
Hotel Kilo X-Ray.
Where are you located?
I live in Penrose, North Carolina. It's just outside of Brevard.
Right. Well, we go up there occasionally to walk around downtown Brevard and get a little lunch up there. Trying to think where we used to go up there. Oh, there's a great little, large. or is that in Hendersonville? No, that's in Brevard. Chinese buffet up there just north of Brevard near the Ford dealership called Twin Dragons. And the wife and I like to drive up there and go there every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I know right where it's at.
We haven't been up there since COVID. I know the restrictions in North Carolina are a lot more restrictive than they were here in South Carolina. I don't know if they've lifted a lot of them. We were up in Asheville yesterday. My wife's mom is in the hospital up there. And I couldn't even go into the room to see her mom. They only allowed one visitor per day, which I thought was kind of stupid. But even to go into the lobby to go use the bathroom, I had to wear a mask.
It's the way it is up here. But the hospitals are probably the strictest places you're going to go. You can go around up here a lot of places now without a mask, no problem. Let's put it this way, I've never put one on unless I'm going in a doctor's office.
Okay. My opinion is masks really don't work. My doctor even told me that. She said that she got COVID from a patient, and she had a N95 mask on. But she said the cloth masks are worthless. It's just window dressing, sort of like putting lipstick on a pig.
The problem with the mask is it's fooling a lot of people into believing it's there for their safety. And like you say, it's just window dressing. KO4 HKX.
Yeah, you know, plus you touch that thing, and if there are germs on it, you don't get them on your hands, and, you know, unless you're really diligent about washing hands, which I am, I keep a bottle of hand sanitizer in every vehicle I own. As soon as I get in the truck, first thing I do is sandy up. But, you know, I got a feeling we're going to be living with COVID in some form or fashion for the rest of our lives. Sort of like the flu or the common cold. Now they're talking about a new strain coming out of South Africa, so I don't know. Anyway, Patrick, I am in our development here, getting ready to go up the mountain. We've got groceries to unload. We've got family coming up from Atlanta to spend the rest of the weekend with us. We're going to do our Thanksgiving meal tomorrow, so I'll be smoking turkey breasts and enjoying the family. So good chatting with you. Again, congratulations on getting the general last week, and hopefully you'll get some time to operate. I think I told you last week, I do a lot of digital stuff, a lot of FT8. I found that to be a lot of fun, especially in the bottom of the last solar cycle. You know, it seemed like all the bands were dead, but there was always activity on the FT8 frequencies. Let's go ahead and wrap it up. We'll catch you again. KO4HKX, I think it is. K4WCL.
Talking to you again. Be careful out there, and you got it correct, KO4HKX. So I'll go ahead and say 73s, and this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Hey, Patrick, W2T.
Hey, Rusty, how are you today?
Oh, better day than I was Thanksgiving, that's for darn sure. And I'll, so you got your upgrade, huh? Well, congratulations. Congratulations. And I'll look forward to hearing you on the HF bands. You got a radio yet?
Yes, sir. I'm talking to you on it now, the ST991A.
Oh, you got one of those big boy radios, the high-priced ones. And that's a good radio. And all good radio. So, anyway, I guess you got antennas and up. And tell you what, go to the website, check out 3905ccn.org. That's one of the HF Nets clubs that I belong to, and we do a lot of different bands, different modes of radio, sideband, CW, Ready, PSK, and all that on 20 and 40 and 75 and 80 and 160. So you might find something of interest there, help you if you want to work for your worked all states. Our nets are good for that.
Hey, Rusty, can you give that to me one more time? A little slower there, please, sir.
Okay, it's 3905 Charlie November dot Oscar Romeo Golf. That's 3905 CCN dot Oscar Romeo Golf.
I'll see if I can't find that and look you up then.
20-meter single sideband net this afternoon. I just was on a 20-meter PSK net, and at 4 o'clock this afternoon we got a 20-meter Ready net. And like I said, we'll have a 40-meter net tonight and a 75-meter net, and there'll be a 160-meter net later on tonight and everything else. So we run quite a few nets and, make a lot of contacts out there over time, you know.
So is that the Century Club?
That's it. That's us.
Okay. I got it pulled up, so I'll check it out, start reading up on it a little bit.
Okay, and on the front page, you'll see a list of our nets that are running tonight and what times they start. And most of those times are Zulu times, so, you know, you figure it out, convert it to here, 5 hours difference. So, anyway, well, congratulations, and hope to hear you on the air, and you have a good rest of the afternoon. And if I don't talk to you, you have a good weekend. We'll catch up to you later. And K04HGX or H, is that right, Patrick?
It's HKX, Hotel Kilo X-Ray.
Okay, HKX. Sometimes it's hard to hear it sometimes when I am. So, good. Like I said, congratulations, and you have a good rest of the afternoon and a good weekend. We'll talk to you later. W2T clear.
W2T, Rusty, have a good evening. Thank you for the information, and I'll look into that. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.